Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy. Good afternoon. Okay. So I want to get to some economic news, and I wanted to do it in such a way that gives you a side-by-side comparison on what is actually at stake and what you would actually be voting for in the 2020 election. I want to do that, but in order for me to do this, I want you have to imagine that you don't really know who either of these people are. Just imagine for a second you don't know one that's Donald Trump and one is, we'll say, Elizabeth Warren in this case. It could be any of them. Okay, so candidate one has a record. So we know that this candidate that you've known nothing about other than what are the numbers, which is a good way. I mean, I'm a retirement planner, so I look at numbers. All right. So according to the Census Bureau, this person that is running to be reelected has done the following. Over the last 3 years since the plans went into effect, median household income has jumped up dramatically. Poverty has fallen. And thanks to a healthy economy, we now have hit pre-recession lows in employment. Now, this significant increase has been mainly felt by the middle class. But it has been particularly good, this economy, for Black Americans. And their unemployment has dropped below 7% for the very first time in December of 17. And now, as of August, it's now dropped down to 5.5. That's the lowest it's ever been. And there's also been an increase in wage growth. Now, that is important because all of the administrations over the last several decades have seen a slow diminishment of income for middle and lower class workers. But now, all of a sudden, just in the last 3 years, this has changed. And 2019 has seen the strongest growth so far for the low-wage industries, an increase of 4.7%. And interestingly, those with the lowest education have enjoyed the fastest percentage of wage growth. Also, during this period of this particular leader, this particular president, Americans have been weaning themselves from dependency on government programs. Quite amazing, but enrollment in food stamp has dropped by almost 7 million people. Enrollment in Medicaid and CHIP, government-sponsored health care insurance for children and the poor. That's dropped by about 3 million people. And then there's the fact that the economy has been boosted, and this has happened because this particular president that was cut taxes and cut regulations and did things to foster a pro-business climate. So that is what this one particular leader did. Now, we have someone running against him. We don't know who that's going to be yet. However, we do know what they plan to do. So what has been proposed, of course, on this particular day, we'll focus on the climate change programs that they want to do, the New Green Deal, as they call it. So we know from the Heritage Foundation that the cost of doing that would be roughly $3.1 trillion per year. Now, we couldn't pay for that now. In order to even have a chance at that, you'd have to raise taxes. How much? Well, if you were to double income taxes and double corporate taxes, you still would fall $1 trillion short of what would be needed to do the New Green Deal. That's just the New Green Deal. Now, so they are promising free Medicare for all. Well, that would cost even more. Then they are promising, well, they're promising everything. And the reason they're doing this is because socialism basically promises people that the government is going to be the one to take care of them. All they have to do is give up their freedoms, and the government, in turn, will give them all their basic needs. That's the promise. So Tocqueville, who was the great philosopher and writer who wrote after his observations on America when he came over here, said that, quote, a democracy will continue to exist until the time voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. And from that moment on, the majority always votes for candidates who promised them things. So what do we know about these candidates and what are they promising? Well, they want to open the borders so everybody can come in here. They want to guarantee income even for people who don't work. Of course, the Green New Deal I've talked about. Free college tuition. Forgiveness for all of the college loan debt, and, of course, reparations because of slavery. Now, what would it take to do that? Well, they've already said that if they were elected for all of this free stuff that they want to give out, this would be essentially what they would offer. Rather than a tax cut, which I've just shared with you, has been enormously beneficial. They would have a new wealth tax on assets, a tax on meat and dairy. They would double income tax rates, double gasoline taxes, open the borders, universal basic income for poor and immigrants, reparation for blacks, criminalize, oh yes, lest we forget, semi-automatic firearms, criminalize hate speech. And that is just the beginning of what they would do. Now, what would this do? Well, it would destroy wages, for first of all, send our jobs overseas. It would immediately kill 2.7 million jobs or more from most estimates. We could see gas go to $5. Food prices would jump. In other words, it would not have a very beneficial effect on our economy. So, putting aside all of the rhetoric from the left, all of the vilification of Donald Trump from the mainstream press, the 3 years of the slow-motion coup that the deep state, the intelligence community, etc., has attempted to orchestrate to stop Trump, aside from all of those things, wouldn't you want to vote for a person who had demonstrated effectual leadership by proving that what he suggested he would do, not only he did, but it worked and is working? Why would you change something that is working and take on the kind of cost? And the short answer is, a sane person wouldn't, which perforce leads us to conclude that the left is provably, as I've just demonstrated to you, absolutely crazy. I stand here waiting for you to refute this. You may do so at 800-347-1063, or you may text me at 71307. I await your reply. Be back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good Friday afternoon. I should ask, is there any other kind of Friday afternoon? Pretty much. That's it. Okay, so I have, per usual, been a bit errant in my duties on this Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is ironic in itself, if you think about it, being the Common Sense Retirement text line, and I'm, of course, you may know, kind of connected to that whole thing. Anyway, but here we go. Let's get to something. Oh, this is a good one. Tony, you left out one thing about the Club of Rome. They were going to use terrorism, climate, and Jeffrey Epstein's island to control the world. Tony, just read the book of Deuteronomy 28:16-50. It lays out most, if not all, of today's outrages. Tony, referring to the high school student who went crazy over worrying about climate change. Well, I'm not surprised that there are other crazy high schools up their schools. These kids have serious mental health issues. Strangely enough, they actually do. I read this the other day that the number of people under the age of 34 needing psychiatric counseling is the highest ever recorded. And there are more of these young people are on antidepressants and mood-altering drugs than ever before. So you're on to something there. Here's another. The purple hair Pop-Tart millennials need to be worried more about Jesus coming back than climate change. Yes, they do. Oh, buddy. Oh, this is very good. Oh, this is so good. I wonder what the men who stormed Omaha Beach would think about today's uncertain future. That is deep. Yeah, think about that. Think about the difference that most of these young men that stormed Omaha Beach were barely out of their teens, if at all. They were millennials. They were the same demographic, right? What an incredibly different generation they were, which leads to, by the way, an observation. If you study history, you find that about every four generations or so, we seem to come up on a generation that has this fascination with socialism. And all of this ties in with some of the writings of Strauss and Howe, a book called, and I've mentioned it before, The Fourth Turning, which is essentially proves that about every 20 years, a new generation is born. That generation has specific characteristics which one could relate to summer, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And the last of these turnings in this four-generation cycle, historically, going back 500 years, always is a time of incredible conflict and turbulence and upheaval followed by a regenerative period. And I really believe that's where we are. And I believe this not just because I read The Fourth Turning and that's the premise of the book. I believe it because I see it happening, and I think you probably do too. But that is a brilliant text right there. Hey, Tony, let's talk about anxiety and an uncertain future. I was a 20-year-old healthy male when the AIDS epidemic took off. Talk about scary. Well, yeah, that was back. I get that. We were just talking about this. The upspeak, ending every statement sounding like a question, drives me insane. That is so funny. Angela and I were just talking about that. Do you know what we're talking about here? Are you going to school today? Yes. Okay. Was that an question? Was that another question, or were you answering me? Was that because if the answer is yes, isn't it yes? But up some people go, are you going to school? Yes. Are you happy today? Yes. Do you think I'm a nice person? No. Well, and isn't that a telling thing? I mean, you have to ask, I mean, how did that begin? And I would say it has to do with a deep-seated lack of genuine faith in the self or commitment. I don't know. But thank you. That's a very interesting thing to contemplate. They should be teaching critical thinking skills in schools. But obviously, they don't want our youth to have that. They couldn't then be so easily brainwashed. Yes, that is very, very true. love me some Tony Dale Word. Give me a show, Donna. Yeah, thank you for that. Okay. Jim told us, the future's uncertain and the end is always near. That's good, too. Tony, I remember when you told about the day you guys said, really? Oh, golly, that was... well, I won't retell that. Let's see here. Tony, apply red flag laws to drinking and driving. Oh, golly. And lastly, Tony, it was a much changing story. It changed my life. I'm not sure what he's referring to. How deep is that presidential coup playbook anyway? My money is on 3 feet thick or the end of his term, whichever happens first. You know what? I have to say this. We are heading into something that is uncharted territory. We really are. I've said this in various ways over time, but I want to kind of delve into this a little bit more deeply. What exactly is getting ready to happen here in this country in the 2020 election? So we know what's already happened. A duly elected president has been under constant assault. From whom? From the unfireable bureaucrats that are working in all of those agencies in Washington, D.C., who are all part of the, if you will, deep state. And many of those agencies are intelligence agencies. The FBI, we know now, because it's coming out, that what we have suspected all along, we on the right, is being proven true by Horowitz and his investigations into Comey and McCabe and what went down there with the Steele dossier and the FISA warrants and all of that, Stroke and Lisa Page and all. So we know that these people were doing nefarious things. That's all coming clear. Even though the press tries to ignore it, that's still there. So there's an unending battle underway. So here I will leave you with this question and then come back and attempt to answer some of it. Therefore, what do you think will happen in the election if A, Donald Trump is reelected, or B, Warren or Sanders or one of the socialist candidates is elected? What might ensue after that? We'll explore that on the other side. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack, back after this.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome. So glad that we are here, myself included, getting to play radio for at least another, what is it here, 25, 30 minutes, something. Okay, so I posited a question before the break, and it was this. What is going to happen in 2020 if whomever wins? So let's examine this. And let's examine this, first of all, with some presupposition. That being, we on the right are never going to accept socialism. Would you agree with that? Would you also agree that the left is not going to accept anything other than that at some point from everything that I'm seeing? Okay. So, scenario one, Trump wins. Hallelujah. But, as has already been the case for the last 3 years, they are not going to allow it to stand because they have not done so far. So even if he wins the popular and electoral college vote, it will not matter to them because they will continue to do what they do, which is go absolutely bat crazy. And they will employ every policy weapon that they have at their disposal. And the deep state, as we have seen and are seeing, have a lot of that. Whistleblowers, leaked documents to the press, and so forth. And what Obama and Comey and Brennan had all tried to do in the first 3 years and 4 years, that is going to be child's play to what you will see them attempt to do. And then you have the military arm of the Democratic Party, which would be Antifa. Okay, so what about those jokers? Well, they will, without question, be on the streets. So you will see them on your TV screens breaking windows, breaking heads, and they will start in the Democratic-led cities because they can get away with it, like they have been in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Baltimore, and so forth. So how will the media deal with that? Oh, well, the media will say that this is a groundswell support for deposing this racist president. And they will say that it's sad, but, you know, this violence and destruction and loss of life, the American people are speaking. And they will suddenly be painted as patriots. So what happens when they begin to continue to beat up on Trump supporters and people of the right who voted that way? Well, first of all, we will begin to grow in number because we will have had it. And when we fight back, what will the press say? You know, they will say we are white supremacists spilling the blood of these people. Okay. That will be a fair, wouldn't you say, scenario of what will happen. How about if Trump loses? Well, with what we know about the nefarious dealings of the internet, big tech, Big Brother, and they're wanting to, quote, secure elections, and what we know about the press and the deep state and all of that, I think, and especially what we know about the history of the Democratic Party trying to steal elections and doing stuffing ballot boxes and so forth, we on the right would say, well, that we don't believe that he did lose. They cheated their way to victory. Okay. And we're going to see this Democratic president as undemocratically implementing policies by executive order. And they will. And so the new president, I'm sure, will do just what Obama did. He will take his, quote, pen and phone, and begin, he or she, to issue their own executive orders. And what will they be? Well, they will be to open the borders, to ban fossil fuels, of course, our green plan. And, of course, we must have common sense gun control. And the media will love it. They'll be supporting this president right along. And the president will overreach. And they will unquestionably follow through on gun confiscation, like we're seeing New Zealand doing right now. Mandatory buybacks. Okay. Well, again, Antifa will flood the street to support seizing the weapons. Media will say, yep, it's the will of the people, and that will be the last straw. But what the left does not understand is this is a huge issue for millions of us who will refuse to give up our gun and our Second Amendment rights to own them. And yeah, a bunch of lily-livered, squeamish little city dwellers probably would give up their guns and acquiesce. But the rest of us out here in flyover country don't think so. So most gun owners, myself included, would hide our weapons. And I ask you, can you imagine the local police and sheriff's department wanting to go to their neighbor's house and ask for their guns? So when we do this, what is the media going to do? They will again call it white supremacy. Well, then I foresee that this president would probably begin to nationalize the National Guard. And then they would be put in the place of securing our weapons from us. But then you will see states' rights come into play, and you will have a lot of states that are conservative states where the governors will refuse and armed units will perhaps be called into play. And then we might actually see the president call for martial law. And that will be the beginning of the second civil war in the United States. Now, does that scenario resonate with you? Because I'm going to tell you something. I think that is at least a framework of an assessment of what is getting ready to happen. One way or the other, blood will be spilt. And I think it is prudent for every person, particularly if you're a Christian, Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foresees evil coming and hides himself, the naive proceed and suffer. I think it's probably a good time to begin to make preparations of your own to expect the best, but be prepared for the worst. As we say on Common Sense Retirement Planning sometimes, we call it the 5 G's. This is what we think you should have, as well as a great retirement plan, of course. But first G, you should have God. You better get your face squared away. Second G, you better have grub, food and water to get you through if there's some kind of a big kerfuffle where you can't get at it easily. Number three, you had better have guns because believe you me, there'll be bad folks wanting to take your stuff. They might not be law. They might not just be law enforcement officers. They might be bad people. Okay. Number four, it's not a bad idea to have some gold and silver, a little cash laid aside in case the ATMs are not working or whatever. And lastly, you better have guts because you're going to need them. The 5 G's. Okay. Going to take a break and come back with more. And I want to do a movie review. You know, I used to work out there and I will share a bit of a movie review from Variety. I think you'll find it interesting. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, howdy, welcome. Okay, so before I get to my movie review, I want to get to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, because there's some good ones here. Okay, here we go. Tony, are they still recording Trump? Thanks. Because I think he is leading the press exactly where he wants them. They will end up with egg on their face. I think you are. One of George Bush's many mistakes was not to clean out our government from the Clinton holdovers. Those roots have grown deep, and that is what Trump is fighting now. Where is that? Oh, you are so right. You are so right. And I have this piece, and dang it. Here it is. Okay, so, this is interesting. It plays exactly what you're talking about. So, you might remember Corey Lewandowski was in hearings with the House Democrats, and he just tore them up. Lewandowski was a campaign manager, former campaign manager of Trump. But he made a real interesting point in an interview he was doing with with Hannity. He said the problem is that unelected bureaucrats forming the deep state are subverting Donald Trump's agenda. The system is fundamentally broken. Now, here's this ties into your point. I would love to say that this is just a problem under Trump's administration, but the truth be told, Ronald Reagan complained what we call the deep state existed today 30 years ago. And the problem is I've been critical of this administration because they weren't ready to go day one. Now, here's his point. As a business executive, Donald Trump wants to do things with fewer people to save taxpayer dollars. The administration, however, made a mistake when they didn't have all the people ready to go in January 2017. So the deep state is very real. These career government officials who know how to obfuscate, they know how to slow things down. And his point is that, and you probably know this, that so many of these people in positions to thwart Trump and so forth are, in fact, there from Democratic administrations. So, yes. Okay, my movie review. New movie, Rambo Last Blood. This is how Variety, this is part of the review. Another cruel and ugly showcase of xenophobic carnage squeezed into barely 80 minutes. An action movie. He turns his notorious synth of "Lo, thy neighbor" vengeance toward the Mexican cartels, who've kidnapped his college-bound niece, Gabrielle, turned her into a smack-addicted sex slave. It's south of the border mayhem, and it's from screenwriters who adopt this, here we go, racist view of Mexicans as murderers, drug dealers, rapists, devoid of cultural context and exceptions. Okay. Are we then to believe that these cartel people are really very nice people? How xenophobic and racist can you get to portray these well-meaning mules that, oh, golly, hang on, this week. Wasn't there a story about 80% of the women who are coming across the border have been raped by these people? Oh, well. How many deaths in this country now from drugs, fentanyl, and so forth? How many murders? Mexico is now the most dangerous country in the world statistically. You have there are more murders per capita in Mexico than in some of the war-torn Middle East countries. Oh, but Rambo Last Blood, when he kills these cartel people, he's a bad racist xenophobe because these people happen to be Mexicans? When will this madness end? And my answer is, Jesus, come quickly. That's about all I got to say about that. Okay, listen, I have enjoyed hanging with you today. I wish I had a little more time, but I don't. But I do tomorrow, actually. So, in fact, I'm on my own tomorrow. So join me on Common Sense Retirement Planning at 11 o'clock tomorrow, which is a continuation. You probably hear some of the same things I'm talking about today on Bob's show, on tomorrow's show, and, of course, on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock while you're getting ready for church. Any way you get there, get there. Love to hear from you. And just remember this. In the end, we win. I know sometimes it's easily discouraging to see how the world seems to be going, but all you got to concern yourself with is you make the right choice and you do the right thing and you be the light of the world, and no one can fault you for that. I'll leave you with this cheery music. God bless you. Hopefully see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.